rocks and fires in the mist. I had smoke take me up where Mogaba watched from his high tower, sensed uncertainty immediately. He knew Croker. He knew that half what the old man did would be done to mess with his mind, but which half? The knowing itself would cause a hesitation at every point of decision. I loathed Mogaba the traitor, but admired Mogaba the man. He was tall, handsome, intelligent, just like me, but he was the perfect warrior, too. He had no company but couriers and the two big wazoos, and they were doing a great imitation of two guys sleeping. Their strategy was to wait for Lady to make a move so one could grab her while the other one blindsided her. Mogaba's platform provided a less than perfect view, though probably the best attainable. A portion of his left flank was masked by a jumble of boulders, while to his right, a steep knee of stone concealed his flank there, along with a portion of the Taglian left wing. I took smoke up amongst the crows for a vulture's eye view. The smoke was thinning out. People were stumbling uphill, unable to make an orderly advance over the rocky ground. Now I understood why the troops had been issued calthrops. Calthrops are like large kids' jacks, only the tips are sharp and sometimes poisoned. The calthrop is a handy tool if you have to run for it, particularly if the guys after you are going to be on horseback. You scatter calthrops where horses have to follow narrow paths, and you have yourself a guaranteed head start, or even grounds for a nasty ambush. Uh-huh. I spied the missing, complimentary in-law. Uncle Doge was dressed up in his best outfit, his holy fencing duds, like he maybe did not want us going to a whole lot of trouble when we laid him out. Hell, I would have to check with Tai Dei on Yuang Bao funeral customs. A lot of Yuang Bao had died around me, but I never took part in what went on later. I still resented being left out when they took care of Totan and Sara without me. Uncle Doge strutted uphill till he was just 50 feet from the first line of Shadowlanders. He stopped and bellowed a challenge to Narayan Singh. Guess who did not come out to fight? Nobody even answered. Nobody even bothered to relay the message to the deceiver camp. Uncle Doge began issuing a series of formal insults, belittling the deceivers and all their allies. Trouble was, they were formal insults from a stylized school of challenge and response. He didn't know how to make his presentation in a manner accessible to people who did not speak Nguyen Bao. Poor uncle. 40 years of intense preparation brought him to the ultimate moment, and all those guys over there saw was a crazy old man. Doge began to get it. He began to get angry for real. He started yelling his challenges in Taglian. A few Shadowlanders understood him. His message soon reached the deceivers. It was not well received. I found the show as amusing as anything could be out there. None of this was part of the captain's plan. Uncle kept hollering. Over in the deceiver camp, the miniature messiah of the stranglers told his cronies, "We will not respond. We will wait. Darkness is our time, and darkness always comes." After a pause, he asked, "Who is that man?" A wide, creepy-looking guy told him he was in Dejago.